Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Pastor Clarence, for inviting me to speak this morning. It's great to be here. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word and we pray that you would speak to our hearts and minds this morning. We pray that you would help us to honour the Lord Jesus with all our lives. In his name we pray. What do you need right now?
你現在需要什麼呢?
If I could just be healed from this sickness or this injury.
我能夠從這個傷害或者疾病裡面好翻,
if I could just have this financial need met.
或者我們的經濟需要得到滿足,
if I could just find the right job, the right pay, the right conditions.
或者我能夠得到好的工作、好的人工或者好的條件,
if I could just have more time to get my work finished.
或者我有更多的時間做完我要做的工作,
if I could just have my relationship with my child, my parent, my friend fixed.
或者我能夠修補我和我的兒女、父母、朋友的關係,
what do you need right now?
你現在需要什麼呢?
Let me suggest this today.
或者我這樣來建議,
there is always something.
總是有些東西的,
there's always something else that needs doing or fixing or replacing.
總是有些東西我們需要做、我們需要修補、我們需要完成的,
there's always one more thing we need.
總是有一樣東西我們需要做,
but why?
但為什麼呢?
Why is there always something else on the list?
為什麼清單上我們總是有一樣東西要完成的呢?
I think it's because we like everything to be right.
但我們的原因就是因為我們總是希望事情都是好的,
we want our life to be right, our family to be right, our world to be right.
我們總是盼望我們的生活美好、我們的家庭幸福、我們的世界和平,
we want everything to be sorted out.
我們希望樣樣東西都搞得定,
but it's a battle, isn't it?
我們都是很疲倦的,
it's so often a battle, a struggle to get everything worked out.
很多時候我們都需要一些爭戰來讓事情搞定,
one thing goes right and another thing goes wrong, yes?
有時候一件事搞定,另一件事就出問題了,
it often seems that's the balance of life in this world.
很多時候好像我們就在一個生活裡面來爭執,
and it's tiring,
很疲倦,
we're all waiting for that answer, that one thing, that solution.
我們總是等候這個答案,總是等候一樣的事情,等候一個的答案。
What is that one thing for you right now?
那一樣東西對你來說是什麼呢?
The Gospel of Mark brings us that one thing.
馬可福音其實就告訴我們那一樣東西。
The Gospel of Mark brings us the one thing that puts to an end all the other things that we can think of.
我們所想到的所有的東西是那一樣東西的時候,但是馬可福音就告訴我們,這一樣東西就真的將所有我們的需要畫上一個句號。
And that one thing is what we're going to talk about today.
而那一樣東西就是今天我們要討論,我們要分享的。
The Gospel of Mark brings an end to all our battles.
馬可福音告訴我們,我們在世上所有的爭戰其實是有一個完結。
It brings us peace.
它帶來我們的和平。
Gospel of Mark announces the arrival of Jesus and the beginning of God's kingdom in this world.
馬可福音的宣告就是說主耶穌已經降世,主耶穌的國度在這個世界裡面將會開始,
and it announces the end of our battle against the world that we all face.
他們都是宣告我們在這個世界上所面對的爭戰都將會完結。
Mark's Gospel is actually a proclamation.
馬可福音實際上是一個宣稱,
Mark proclaims that the one we have been waiting for is here.
馬可福音告訴我們,我們一直所等候的其實已經在這裡。
Let's read verse 1.
第一節,這樣來告訴我們, 神的兒子耶穌基督,福音的起頭。
This proclamation is followed by the words of the big prophet, the important prophet Isaiah, 1,000 years earlier, who predicted his arrival.
而一個宣稱跟著下來的就是講到一個先知以賽亞很多年之前已經預言主耶穌的降生。
Then that proclamation is followed by the proclamation of John the Baptist, who was the prophet of the day, the big prophet of the day.
接着呢，落来呢，就是预言到当时的先知，就是施洗约翰。
Everyone was going into the desert to hear John preach the message of God for repentance and forgiveness.
所有人都去到这个约旦河边来，都是听施洗约翰讲到关于悔改、被宽恕的信息。
He must have been a good preacher if they were going into the desert to hear him preach.
一定是一个好的传道者，要去到旷野那里。
Let's look at verse 5.
在第五节那里这样讲，犹太全地和耶路撒冷的人都出去到约翰那里，承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受他的洗。
Now obviously not everyone literally went to see him, but Mark gives us the impression that John was the prophet, the person to see.
当然啦，不会话真系嗰度全部每一个人都去到见约翰，但系马可呢度俾我哋一个印象咧，就系呢个施洗约翰就系嗰一个人。
But even John, who was so important, says this about Jesus.
但系虽然约翰系一个好重要嘅人物，但系佢咁样嚟到讲喺第七同埋第八节，佢话有一位在我以后来的，能力比我更大，我就是弯腰给他解鞋带，也是不配的。我是用水给他们施洗，他却要用圣灵给你们施洗。
So the arrival of Jesus is the biggest proclamation from Isaiah to John the Baptist. Jesus is the one.
你可以话从咁多嘅先知嘅宣称，从呢个以赛亚到呢个施洗约翰。你可以想象到最大、最严重、最呢一个嘅重要嘅宣称，就系主耶稣嘅降世。
It'd be like Bill Gates saying, "This is the best computer you'll ever own."
就好似一个盖茨所讲，呢一个电脑就系而家最细、呢个世界最好、最大嘅电脑。
Everyone's pointing to Jesus, saying, "He is the one that you are waiting for."
一切嘅事情都指向呢一个耶稣，就系我哋一直以嚟所等候嘅嗰一个。
And what happens next is the continuing flood of events after Jesus' arrival.
而跟住落嚟喺主耶稣嘅降世之后，就有一连串如洪水一样嘅事情发生。
Just in one chapter, this one chapter, the proclamation is followed by Jesus' baptism and the appearing of the Holy Spirit like a dove and the voice of God from heaven.
单来看这一章的经文，这个宣称之后呢，跟着下来的我们所看到的就是主耶稣接受水礼，跟着圣灵如鸭如鸽子一般降下，跟着有天上声音从神而来，是证实这个耶稣基督就是神的儿子。
Everyone is proclaiming who Jesus is.
所有人都是宣都是指出耶稣是哪一个。
Isaiah
以赛亚、
John the Baptist、
施洗约翰、
The Holy Spirit、
圣灵、
God the Father、
神作为天父。
Then Satan comes on the scene and takes Jesus into the desert to tempt him。
跟住到撒旦出场嘅时候，喺耶稣喺旷野嘅时候就诱惑耶稣。
Next, Jesus picks up four disciples who drop everything to follow him。
跟住耶稣就拣选呼召四个门徒，他们就马上放弃一切跟随耶稣。
Then Jesus drives out an evil spirit.
跟着耶稣是驱赶邪灵。
Then he heals a sick mother with a touch.
他也都医好一个病患的妇人一掂到他就医好了。
Then he heals many more sick people.
跟着医好更加多的病人。
Then he drives out many more demons.
驱赶更加多的邪灵。
All in one chapter.
所有都在同一个章里面发生。
And in the middle of it all, Jesus makes his proclamation.
在这么多的事情当中，主耶稣就做了他的宣称。
From verse 14.
是记载在第十四节和第十五节。他说，约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音，说，日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
The time has come.
时间日期到了。
Last Monday of last week, I don't know if you remember the weather, but it was a very warm day.
我唔知大家记唔记得上个星期一咧，那个天气，嗰日嘅天气咧，好和暖噶。
I was outside in the afternoon and I felt a drop of rain。
牧师咧就喺户外，咁啊开始嘅时候咧，有感觉到有几滴雨。
Just one。
一滴。
Then another。
跟住再多一滴。
Then another。
再嚟。
Little drops here and there。
啊，呢度嗰度都有雨啦。
Then all of a sudden it just poured rain。
跟住突然之间咧就倾盆大雨。
Do you remember that last Monday?
记唔记得？上个星期啦。
Just poured down.
倾盆大雨。
A few drops, then pouring rain.
开始嘅时候系几滴，跟住就系倾盆大雨。
This is what the Gospel of Mark brings us.
呢一个就系马可福音所讲嘅。
A few drops, Isaiah, John the Baptist.
开始嘅时候几滴，由以赛亚或者系施洗约翰。
Then the heavens open and the power of God pours down.
跟住天好似开咗一样，神嘅能力就好似落大雨咁样倾倒而下。
And this powerful downpour is because the kingdom of God has come near.
而呢个倾倒嘅原因就系因为神嘅能力临到人间。
Repent and believe.
当悔改，信福音。
We even see that in verse 10.
我哋可以睇到第十节。
He saw heaven being torn open.
天裂开了。
This is the power of God on earth.
这个是神的能力彰显在世间。
Now Mark's gospel moves quickly, and in this first chapter, he wants us to feel the sense of urgency, and he doesn't want us to lose our sense of urgency.
而马可福音的节奏是相当的快的。在第一节的时候已经有很多的事情发生，而马可也都不希望我们错失了这个的信息的紧迫性。
Jesus is saying, the power of God is here, repent and believe.
主耶稣说神的能力已经彰显，现在就悔改，信福音。
What do we believe?
我们需要什么东
西? The good news.
福音。
There is good news when this powerful event happens.
当这些有能的事情发生的时候，就是福音的开始。
And the good news is that we can be on the right side of the power of God.
福音就是当我们可以站在神正确的一方。
At the power of Jesus, evil spirits flee.
在耶稣基督的能力里面，邪灵逃跑。
Sickness flees.
疾病逃跑。
Satan flees.
撒旦逃跑。
All at the power of Jesus.
全因耶稣的大能。
And so what is Jesus saying to us right now here today?
那究竟主耶稣现今一刻跟我们讲什么话呢?
He's saying, join my kingdom.
加入我的国度。
Repent and believe the good news.
悔改信福音。
Become citizens of the kingdom of God instead of the kingdom of the world.
要成为天国的公民，而不是世界的公民。
Sometimes when you walk across a very busy road, like a four-lane, six-lane road, they have these pedestrian islands in the middle of the road.
有阵时候我哋要过一条马路，好繁忙，可能有四条嘅行车线、六条行车线，中间都会有一个安全岛嘅。
You know these islands? They're called a refuge for pedestrians.
这个中间的位置我们叫做安全岛。
So you can cross halfway and stop and then cross the rest of the way later.
很多时候呢我们过一半在安全那里看定了然后才过另外一半。
Now when we make the decision to cross from the kingdom of the world to the kingdom of God, sometimes we stop halfway.
有时候当我们决定从世界的国度进入神的国度的时候我们都在停留在中间。
So we're halfway, we're not quite in the kingdom of the world, but we're not quite fully in the kingdom of God either.
所以很多时候我们去到中间的时候又不是全然属于神也都不是全然属于世界。
Not too worldly, but also not too godly.
不是太过熟世但同时也都不是太过熟灵。
Somewhere in the middle.
就在中间。
Well, Jesus says to us, don't stop in the middle.
但主耶稣他告诉我们不要停留在中间。
Because that island belongs to the world as well.
因为中间的位置其实都是属于世界。
You need to cross the road all the way.
你需要完全的去到另外一边。
If we want to find real shelter and real safety in Jesus' kingdom, we need to cross all the way into His kingdom with both feet.
如果我们想找到真正的保护、真正的平安，我们需要完全的进入神的国度。
This is such an important verse to read again.
这个就是十五节所跟我们讲的。十五节那里讲话，日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改信福音。
The time has come.
日期到了。
All right, Clarence, can you say that for me again? The time has come.
日期到了。
Can we say that together? Please remember that phrase. The time has come.
请记住这句说话，日期已经到了。
Repent, turn completely from the kingdom of the world.
要完全的离开世界的国度。
Believe that Jesus is the one with all the power.
相信主耶稣就是那个全能者。
Jesus comes with good news, but it's also a proclamation of war.
主耶稣带来的是福音，但同一时间也是开始了战争。
Jesus has announced his kingdom in the middle of Satan's playground.
主耶稣在撒旦的主场，即是世界，来到是宣称这个神的国度。
Jesus has dropped to earth and said to Satan, get out.
实际上主耶稣就是降临人间，其实就是跟撒旦说滚蛋。
The gospel of Jesus is a confrontation.
可以说福音其实就是一个对抗。
Jesus is saying to the world and to you and me today that we need to make a decision.
主耶稣其实就是向世界和你和我来说，我们需要做一个决定。
Both feet in his kingdom or not.
我们需要两只脚都踏在神的国度里面，而不是一只脚在世界，一只脚在神国度里面。
So what does it look like to have both feet in the kingdom of God?
如果当我们两只脚都在神的国度里面的时候，是怎样的呢？
Here's an example.
这个就是一个例子，在第十六到第十八节。耶稣顺着加利利的海边走，看见西门和西门的兄弟安德烈在海边撒网，他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
Jesus picks up James and John as disciples in the same way.
主耶稣同样的呼召雅各和约翰。
At once they left everything and followed him.
马上这些被呼召的人就放下一切跟随耶稣。
Now over these next 10 weeks as we lead into this time of Easter, many of us are believers, many are doubters, some are Christians, some are seekers.
接下来这十个星期，我们跟着就会去到复活节。对于我们来讲，信或者不信，基督徒或者是寻道者。
Mark's gospel challenges us to choose the kingdom of heaven with both feet.
马可福音的信息其实就是挑战我们去选择天国，我们而且是要两只脚都要进入天国。
We need to decide who has the power.
我们需要认清楚，同埋要做决定，哪一个是有能力
？Who holds the future？
哪一个拥有将来
？Who is the Lord and King and Creator？
哪一个是主、是王、是创造者
？Because every day Satan is dragging us into the desert to challenge us to accept a worldly kingdom that does not last。
撒旦其实每日咧都想尝试拖我哋入旷野，让我哋嚟到接受呢一个短暂而唔长久嘅世界。
Satan wants us to live for this temporary kingdom of the world。
撒旦用尽方法嚟到系去希望我哋可以活在呢个短暂嘅世界里边。
Let me ask you one more question today。
让我问大家多一个嘅问题。
Why are you here？
点解你要喺呢度咧
？Why are any of us here on a Sunday？
为什么每个星期日你都要在这里呢？
Is it not partly to remind ourselves that the kingdom of God is near?
岂不是提醒我们神的国已经近了吗？
Isn't it not partly to remind ourselves that we live in the kingdom of this world, but we do not belong to the kingdom of this world?
岂不是提醒我们，我们虽然活在世界，但却不属于世界？
It isn't part of why we come here on Sunday, because we are dissatisfied with the nature of this worldly kingdom, because we want more from life than just to fix one thing after another.
我们来到这里，岂不是因为我们并不满足于现今的世界？我们需要的是灵魂的满足，我们需要的是生命的修补。
We are here before God because we want more.
我们在这里，在神面前，就是因为我们想更加的多。
We need more.
我们需要更加的多。
Because no matter how much we fix everything up, there is always something else in the world that is left undone.
无论我们怎么努力去做好，但是总是这个世界上有一些东西是不能够完全做得好。
And this is why Simon and Andrew and James and John left their nets immediately and followed him.
就是这个原因，所以圣经里面的西门、安德烈、雅各和约翰，他们愿意放弃他们的一切来跟随耶稣。
The gospel is the good news that God's powerful kingdom has arrived and we can be a part of it.
福音为之福音的原因，就是因为神的有能的国度已经来临，我们更加是可以成为这个国度里面的一份子。
This is the more that we are looking for in life.
这个就是我们一直所追求更多更好的事情。
This is the one thing and the only thing we need to sort out our own life.
这个就是我们唯一一个能够满足我们生命的事物。
And maybe you've sorted this out, but you find yourself wandering in the desert some days.
或者你已经搞清楚这个生命的次序，但是你仍然发觉自己好像是游走于这个旷野里面。
Or maybe you've started crossing the road, but stopped halfway and never finished.
也许你已经开始行这一段的从世界到神的国度这段路，但是停在中间。
I want to encourage you today that now is the time.
我想鼓励大家，提醒大家，今日就是这个时候。
Now is the time to plant both feet in the kingdom of heaven.
今日就是时候，让我们两只脚都踏在神的国度里面。
Can I pray for us?
请我们祈祷。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that the kingdom of heaven has arrived with Jesus.
我们感谢你，因为主耶稣的国度已经降临。
We pray for those of us who are struggling to make a decision to follow you.
我们为到一些仍然在挣扎去做这个决定的人祈祷。
We pray for those who have decided to follow you but are finding life difficult.
我们也为到那些已经决定跟随你，但是仍然感到生活上很多的困难的人祈祷。
We pray that you would help us as we read your gospel.To think about what it means to plant both feet in your kingdom.
我希望你帮助我们来到去明白圣经的真理，什么为之两只脚都进入神的国度里面。
Lord, help us.
神啊，帮助我们。
Lord, guide us.
引导我们。
Lord, protect us.
保护我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉主名求。
Amen.
Amen.